I got the nightlife, baby.
Bickety bam.
Go play Baltaro.
Uh-oh. She says.
Okay. That's really low.
Let's go.
Who, me?
No, me.
Oh.
Down, 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 down.
I will be testing.
1-2, 1-2, sibilance, sibilance.
Sibilance, sibilance.
Maybe if I lean this way, it'll be less low. There we go. I just need to get a little closer to the mic. Everything is fixed.
You can get a little closer with Arid Extra Dry.
Don't be shy.
Oh, dude. Tonight's first round of Jeopardy. Oh, the categories
were
magnificent. I crushed it. I was on fire. The first one was like easy science questions.
Okay.
The second category was 90s music. The third category was fun and games. The fourth category was booze. The fifth category was various kings throughout time, throughout history. And the last category was, it was called Hallelujah, but all the answers were, you know, similar exclamations. Like one of the answers was huzzah. The other, you know, one of the answers was pip pip. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Yeah, best round of Jeopardy I've had in quite some time.
Very nice.
Tonight's categories are history of the post office, beer, Boston. Cliff, you've achieved a tremendous lead. So unless you spent all of your money on the final Jeopardy question, you're already the winner. And you answered, who are people who have never been in my kitchen? Now, that's true. They've never been in my kitchen.
Alpha Team for the win.
Whoa.
Alpha Team Hunger Force.
Mm-hmm. Hello to you as well, sir. As always, who's in that circle? Which classic wrestler that I loved as a child is now dead and nothing more than your avatar on Discord?
I can't tell who that is.
I can't either. That's why I asked. No.
No, I think just assuming that someone's dead because you've got a different picture.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I always thought your avatars in this channel were whichever wrestler has died most recently, and I did not recognize your avatar. But my vision is poor. Maybe it's something that should be obvious to me. I don't know. That does not immediately ring a bell.
Nope.
All right. Fair enough.
It is well after 9 o'clock.
Tis.
Yeah, yes. Fire it up.
Fire it up.
Yeah. That's what I was hoping for.
Man, okay, I've not seen that movie in a long time.
Yeah.
That's quality.
We'll come at this show with some crow energy. We'll be done in 32 minutes.
Whew. Man, that'd be flying.
Mm-hmm. Out a window, fun boy style.
All right, let's roll this thing. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 413th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Ray and Ian, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, pretty solid.
Ray is taking the world by storm on PUBG streaming, right?
I'm doing that a little bit, yeah.
All right. You started streaming?
I did.
Wow, what'd you do that? Tell me more. I mean, or are we keeping it on the down low?
It is really not exciting, so.
Yeah. Tell me when. Owen will totally watch.
No, it's whenever I play. So it's random times throughout the day.
Oh,
it's it's from, you know, noon until 6 p.m.
I'll keep it up just in case.
Then he breaks for dinner.
Then this show gets in the way and then back to PUBG.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty much.
Nice.
But, you know, I was going to save it for news, but since I started, I got streamer loot. So I've been doing PUBG and I've also been doing D2R. Diablo 2 Resurrected, just PUBG, you know, it gets annoying getting killed over and over and over again. But yeah, like yesterday, day before, I don't remember, I was streaming Diablo 2 and taking my Necromancer through Nightmare to, and I'm playing hardcore.
Sure.
And from one of the random bosses, I got a Stone of Jordan.
Whoa!
Third ever Stone of Jordan. First ever on Nightmare, yeah.
Congratulations,
man, you rolled 100%. You were rolling like Karen was on Saturday.
Yeah.
Ian, we were having some random encounter coming, and Ray was making Karen roll all these dice, and she managed to roll like just not max. like six times in a row. Like, it was like, roll 2d12. She got like 23. Like, roll d100. She got like 97. It was, you know, like, roll 2d8. She got 15. We're like, what is going on?
That's fantastic. I fully support that.
And then it rolled up some crazy monster that Ray's never heard of, and we've never heard of, and it instantly died. And it was kind of disappointing. I was like, oh, what is this? Oh, it's dead.
Turns out you guys do way too much damage.
I didn't. I shot it one time. I think I did like 10 points of damage.
Right. In any case, that Stone of Jordan has made my week. Like,
how about it?
Yeah, that
is awesome.
Now, hopefully the character that is wearing it doesn't die, because then I will be super sad.
Be gone. That's a good find. Yeah, I mean, that's even, you know, well, plus the skills is good for every character, but
right.
I love it on the Necro, because you got to get boost up all those skeletons and things all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is good stuff. Good times. All right, let's talk about this game.
Yeah.
We are covering this the week of the 221 through 228, and February is almost gone.
Oh, yeah.
In your 7-day 4-star crash! Oh, the Titans. This week, you had Gwenpool versus Moon Knight. Did you get the green thing to happen where you shoot a bunch of times with your pistol?
You betcha.
All right.
That is all you need to do.
That is all you need to do. And then coming up next, we got Spider-Gwen versus Miles on Monday. Oh, look at that. Everybody's got a champ Spider-Gwen. You can, it's the red power, right? That she punches you in the face for a whole lot of damage.
Cherry bomb is done.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll put whoever, who's she fighting? Miles?
Miles.
Yeah, she'll put him to sleep in one attack.
Three different builds as per usual.
Yeah.
But everyone has the red at 5, which is really, you know, what you're looking for here.
That's the obvious 5. The other ones are like, well, do you want to make tiles or do you want to heal a little bit?
The next event is going to be, boy, I've just forgotten. Thick as Thieves, but they didn't put anything in the game yet, so I don't know what you're going to get. But for right now, you got Cosmic Chaos is running. That'll get you Luke Cage, Madrox, and Weapon Hex. Placement is Angela and Goose. Over in the PvP world, it is still the Open Your Mind season. Checkmate is running, which will get you Elektra and Bishop. Placement there is Eddie Venom and Gwenom. In the news! Just for Ian, I'm blaming Ian for this, because I like to blame Ian for things.
That's fair.
We got a new 2-star.
What now?
We got a new 2-star.
I blame the show. I feel like I was just grousing about too many 3-stars, and they were like, how about some of this? Fine. I'll be quiet.
Now, the good news for you is that it does replace the 4-star, so it's not adding an additional person any more than they have been.
Great.
So we've got... Get this, it's Nightcrawler, but Nightcrawler as Spider-Man.
What?
That's double funny.
And is Nightcrawler the uncanny Spider-Man version?
I really thought we were obviously joking when we said Spider anything. Like, it was clear that we were doing it in parody, not as encouragement. Why would you do this?
So Nightcrawler, the Uncanny Spider-Man, is going to feed Angel and Colossus. Angel then continues to feed 4-star Nightcrawler, which then feeds 5-star Angel. So, there you go.
That's very synergistic. I love that.
Yeah. All right. So, the first ability is the purple cop power called Spider-Portation. Costs 7 purple. This causes him to teleport away from danger... dealing a little bit of damage and converting up to 5 basic tiles to the color most present on the board. We used to call this BAMF, but apparently now not. As you go up in level, damage goes up slightly and you're converting 6 tiles.
Can we just call it Spider BAMF?
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't. The red power. Hey, you remember what else he's got? He's got a sword, right?
Sure.
So this time, what's he got? He's got a sword. It's called Astral Cutlass.
Oh, nice.
For 9 red. Deal 2 hits of permanent damage, ignoring protect tiles. As you go up in level, damage goes up. A nice, solid E in power.
I respect that.
The third power is called Great Kinship for 6 blue. Deal an almost insignificant amount of damage, 13.
Yes.
For each point of AP in his teammate's strongest color, or it will deal 135 damage if he's by himself. Passive, when a teammate makes a match in their strongest color, create a strike tile. If Mystique makes the match, get an additional tile. So apparently if Mom shows up, you get a little bit better. As you go up in level, the damage goes up not a whole lot, and you get to make two tiles instead of one, and there you go.
I can't tell you how in favor of that I am. Like, it is so unnecessarily niche. It is so character appropriate, and it makes almost no impact on the game. I just, yes, throw it in there. Absolutely. Do that more. I feel inspired for a moment. I'm sorry. This is wonderful.
Yeah. What makes me sad is that I've got a backlog of X-Men that are sitting on my table that I haven't read yet.
Oh.
Boy, I am dreading getting to this.
Maybe you'll like it.
Yeah, so there will be Nightcrawler covers in Tier Rewards and Thick as Thieves, and in The Hunt, which will be coming up after that, he will be showing up as rewards in the Top Gun versus, and it looks like his is called Webs and Shadows, running on the 25th to the 28th in there. There is the Nightcrawler and Friends Vault, 80 items, with a Ascended 4-star version of Nightcrawler, the Uncanny Spider-Man, in there. To get. Well, that's interesting. Along with a Jean Grey and a random 4-star. So, there you go. The Uncanny Spider-Man, Kurt Wagner.
Ha!
Didn't see that coming.
No.
I also did not. I don't remember what the clue was, but I would have never got there.
It was like, no man, spider something.
Oh, yeah. Like, N-O, man, spider, yeah, whoa. Ooh, I don't like it.
No.
We'll see how it plays out. It's going to be awesome.
All right. The next thing is we're going to have a montage.
Montage.
A blanking montage.
Make a little bit of progress.
The Training Montage Community Challenge of 2024. This says earn 10 million montage points by training your heroes. Points can be earned by executing any of the following actions. Leveling up. Adding covers. Championing, max championing, and ascending. This will run from February 22nd to March 6th. In-game boosts, double ISO during the challenge. Increased opportunities to recruit 2-star Nightcrawler. Chain event quests rewarding ISO. As it looks, appears to be tiers of rewards. Once the community gets to 1 million points earned, 1 million points. you will get 3-star Magneto, one cover of each color, and a rank 1 Stekford Cuckoos. At 2 million points, it is 3 covers for Emma Frost and a Lockheed. At 4.5 million points, it's a Scott and a Krakoa. 7 million, you got 4-star Nightcrawler, 200 shards for 5-star Storm, and a Hellfire Club support.
Oh,
and
my.
At 10 million points, you are getting 200 shards for 5-star Professor X and a rank 4 Blackbird support.
Huh. Oh, my goodness.
Now I got to look and see where my Blackbird is.
So it says, with the return of 2-stars, they wanted to provide a small side challenge for our more experienced players to take part in. Get ready to head off to the races to see who can introduce Nightcrawler to our Champs 2.0 feature the fastest. The challenge, ascend the 2-star Nightcrawler to 5-star status. The first 500 people to complete this will earn a rank 3 reality stone, an ascended 2-star Wolverine of the, converted into a 4-star, 100,000 ISO, and 50,000 red ISO.
Wow. When does it open?
Let me scroll back up. It is February 22nd to March 6th.
Okay, so as of when it opens tomorrow, or yes, when this episode airs right now? All right, it's sold out. It's gone. First 500?
And mine is at like level 2.
If it's not the same day, I will be absolutely flabbergasted.
Yeah, I know who will not be one of the first 100 people, and that would be this guy.
I think you would have been safer to guess me.
No, I can also guess this guy. So there you go. That's the news. It's all about a new 2-star character. 2-star Nightcrawler, your uncanny Spider-Man. Oh, boy. You guys have anything for the news?
No, sir. That was a lot.
All right.
I'm glad I was sitting down.
Yeah, that's right. Let's move on. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar,
You did it way too fast, dude.
This week on It's Always Sunny in Xander, Jen sells out. Take it away, Ian.
Let's talk about the four-star. Now, let's talk about She-Hulk, the origin. It's a four-star character. It appears to be green and blue and red. There we go. Very professional. I'm bringing it this week. Damages. It's green AP. It'll cost 8. She-Hulk leaps into a full force punch, dealing 486 damage and sending her target flying through any unfortunate walls behind them. For every protect tile on the board, up to 2, destroy these tiles and deal 116 damage per tile. All damage ignores protect tiles. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP, and it prioritizes enemy tiles. Okay, so that scales up to 1,823 damage, destroying up to 4 protect tiles, 326 damage per protect tile. Heroic defense is 8 blue AP. She-Hulk creates a 3-turn blue heroic defense countdown tile. While this tile is on the board, if an ally would take more than 130 damage, She-Hulk creates a 46 strength protect tile before damage is applied. When the countdown tile expires, She-Hulk gains 2 green and red AP. All right, and that scales to a strength 147 protect tile and 3 red and green AP. And Yeet is 9 red AP.
Yeet, yeet, yeet.
She-Hulk flings a piece of rubble from the current battle. Deal 500 damage to the enemy and 150 damage to the enemy team, both increased by 9% for every red AP over 9, consuming the additional AP. You wouldn't like Jen when she's angry. And what's she doing? She's doing 1,590 damage, 836 to the enemy team, increased by 14%. Yeah, that's all right. I really don't know what this is all. Probably 535?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Oh.
Well, the internet disagrees with me. The internet says 445, which strangely enough is Craig's build.
That's right.
Nice. That must be the right one.
You know it.
Well done, sir.
Yeah.
And well done to you, She-Hulk origin version. That's what's Sunny and Xandar.
TV She-Hulk. Let's acting then. Thank you. Ian, who we got?
This week is none other than the legendary stage and screen actress, Kristen Chenoweth. You're starting this week, Craig.
Oh, okay. So I was trying to think, who I could throw into this role for Kristen Chenoweth. Mm-hmm. And nothing really excited me. And then I heard what I want to go with. So I am going to go with Megan from Excalibur, the wife of Captain Britain. I think that she's kind of, because she's not super imposing or anything, but I think she plays Megan.
All right. I really like that, I'll be honest.
All right.
I favor it to my own. Ooh. Because I am angry and I am a child. So if you don't know this about me, I have a real irrational hatred for Kristen Chenoweth. She's never done anything to me. I'm sure I'm hopeful that she's a very kind person, but nevertheless, I feel so negatively about her. I chose because I thought it would be easy casting. You just throw a green knit beanie on her head. Boom, leech, done.
Oh, that is harsh. Man.
She's got those big empty eyes.
Holy smokes.
Smushed up face.
Man, poor Kristen Chenoweth.
I know. That's a mean tweet.
I really loved her on Pushing Daisies.
Via podcast. You loved that show, though, so that's skewed.
I do. I love that show. You so really, sad when really it got canceled.
Whoa, Ray, that didn't work.
Can you bring me back from the gutter?
Ray's posting code gibberish in the Discord.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I was trying to get an image of Leech. Maybe this one. There you go.
Yeah.
Is his name like Artie or something?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Well, Ray, what you got?
So mine was not quite as mean as Ian's by a lot. But I don't know. Kristen Chenoweth was that. I don't hate her, but I'm not a fan. The one character that I thought of that seemed to fit the most, Miss Minutes.
Tell me more.
The animated clock from the Loki series.
Oh, yeah! I could dig that.
Okay.
I figured she was on the screen just enough to not annoy me. So, there you go.
That's totally it. She does good voice work. She can voice Miss Minutes.
Yeah, seriously.
She's a star of stage and screen.
That is, I know. She's prime for an EGOT.
She is prime for an EGOT.
I know. That's why I liked your choice the best. It was the most thoughtful.
Yeah. We're
getting sucked into the Bizarro universe, but it happened. Craig, you won the segment.
All right.
What do you got for next week?
You are telling me that we're going with Zooey Deschanel.
I am telling you that because that's who we're going with.
All right. I'm going to have to think on that one. Wasn't she that girl? Which girl? Some girl?
She was a new girl.
That's it.
She was also Buddy's wife in Elf.
Sure, yeah. Yep, yep.
Yeah, and now she's canoodling one of the Property Brothers.
Yeah, they're both the same guy. It doesn't really matter.
I know. That's why I just said one of the Property Brothers. I didn't bother to learn which one.
One does real estate in theory, and the other one pretends to be a carpenter.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, as always, to Thespify.
Thespify.
Willie, what's in the mailbag?
So, this week, let me scroll back up here. I've got a link to share.
Sorry, I just saw Alpha Team's comment. He said she has a 5 head, because it's bigger than a 4 head.
Speaking of which, on the D3 forums, OG Alpha Team posted, at Ian, a local brewery here makes some tasty root beer. I'd be happy to send you a howler, which is a hand-filled 32-ounce bottle, enough to share, for review on your segment. And he gave me a link. He says, properly sealed, it will last until your next meetup.
Wow.
Yes, thank you. That sounds incredible.
So I guess it's Schmoes. That is an interesting name.
Schmoes.
Schmoes. Let me see if I can do this. There's an image. I don't know if this is on the root beer, if it's what it's called. But I think it is. It is I Am Root Beer. Anyway, I found the Marvel link.
It comes in a 5-gallon keg. That's a lot of root beer.
That is.
Yeah, that's a...
He says he's not shipping a keg.
That's fair. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ian, have you seen the commercials for this poppy stuff?
Oh, maybe.
It's supposed to be, you know, a new you know, type of pop that's not horrible for you, in theory. All natural, blah, blah, blahs, and yickety yam, and slapping.
Where is it carried? How do I get it into my life?
I don't know. I ordered some off the Amazon because I wanted to try it.
I think I saw some at Sam's.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to try maybe one. Maybe it'll show up at, like, Sheets or something.
Yeah.
Also in the mailbag over at the D3 forum, Joe Handel, hi, Joe, talked about the fact that we referenced Oscorp Spidey last episode. He says, Oscorp Spidey.
I think we featured him.
Yeah, he was a featured character. He says, Oscorp Spidey, a forgotten oddball. My alt account has a cover, one cover for him on the vine. It will expire.
All right.
He says, my main account has him champed. Great. I've used him once when required.
Yeah.
I think that sums up how everyone feels about Oscar. Maybe not Joe. I'm sure Joe probably likes him more than everybody else.
That's got to be true. He likes all the spider things.
Yeah. And finally, it's a follow-up, Craig.
Yes?
Any progress on Venom?
To be honest with you, I don't think I got any Venoms in the past week. Like, at all.
I don't know. Last time you claimed that, you were, like, mid-championing your third.
Let me pull up Venom here.
So while you're doing that, I still have 4. One's fully covered, one's still missing one green, and then I've got 2 others waiting for their share of the green.
Yeah, so I still have the one guy is level 167 as a 3-star, the level 40, 551, a level 20, 550, and a level 1, 420. So
that's significantly farther than me, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think I have a fully covered Venom. I don't know that I've ever gotten a green power.
Yeah. Yeah, it just They're never rare. Shows up.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
All right, so there you go. That's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Moving on then. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
We just want to pump.
We just want to pump.
You up.
You up. Nice. All right. Let's see what this here boosted character thingy's all about. Ooh, there is one. Angel, Gambit, Magneto, Ragnarok. Oh, and the brand new Victor La Mancha. Those are some boosted 3 stars.
I don't know a whole lot about those guys. Don Quixote, a man of La Mancha.
All right. 4-star characters that are boosted this week. Elsa Bloodstone. The red ability is doing more damage. The T-Break is doing better trap tile damage. And Ta Darling. It deals more damage per yellow tile destroyed. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, Red Guardian. For shame. let's see. Man of Action. His damage is increased, especially if there's an enemy protectile. Close quarters. Attack tiles will be larger, and the protect tiles from Iron will be bigger and better. Scorpion. Green AoE is improved, along with the strike protect buffing. Larger strike tiles out of red, and more damage out of purple. Silk. Oh, Silk. Apparently she buffs special tiles and heals, so those will both happen better. Makes more effective special tiles and some strike tiles. So she is a tile machine. What's this guy all about? Throg? Oh my. More health, more damage per charge tile, dealing more damage when converting enemy specials to charge tiles, and deal more damage when you negate damage to Throg. Wow. Well, good for him.
I do.
Let's see what the high evolutionary. What's up?
I wanted to say I really enjoyed the Lego Kermit Thor image for Throg. Yeah. That's very cool.
Kermit the God here.
5-star land. We've got the high evolutionary. More blue damage and no changes to the other two abilities. Uh-oh. Who's this guy? Jeffrey, I forgot you were a character sometimes, even though you're a bunch of characters. Left Shark. That was a great show. Good job, Katy Perry. Anyway, where was I? Jeffrey, yes, I'm back. He's got powerful friends, which have a variety of effects, dealing more damage and bigger burst healing. So Hungry is dealing more damage, and no changes to Jeff. Eat that.
Did anything ever come out? Did anybody ever, like, did they ever announce who was actually in that costume? Like, who actually was Left Shark?
I don't know that I've ever picked up that piece of trivia, but if you find out, let me know.
Yeah.
If it's someone of note, if it's a no one, then that's all right. But let's talk about Worthy Peggy.
It was Legolas.
Real quick. Oh, that'd be amazing. What's Worthy Peggy doing? Oh, she's doing more red damage. Plus passive deals more per charge tile. Her yellow deals a little bit more damage. And the passive makes a bigger strike tiles. And her blue, more repeater damage and more damage per charge tile destroyed. And lastly, we have Gwenom doing stuff and doing things. More black damage and more base damage with her red. So, Samurai says you should combine 5-star Jeffrey with 5-star Gwenom. Jeff brings cheap special removal. And he gives Gwenom an extra 20% match damage on top of her being boosted. All right. That sounds cool. If you got him, enjoy him. So that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Where are we at? Oh, all right. Ian, do you have any cold, refreshing pop there?
All right.
Do I ever? So, first of all, let's... Yeah, that's right.
Went outside to get me a cold pop. I thought somebody was barbecuing. And then I said, oh, Lord Jesus, there's a fire. I just ran. I didn't grab my shoes or nothing, Jesus.
All right. I got to pull the plug before you can do the whole thing. I'm sorry. So, as we have been exploring the world of K-pop, through this segment, and by we, I mean me, and then me spitting out pointless hot takes to you. I know that I have discussed the fine folks at YG Entertainment because they brought us such legends as, you know, Blackpink, such abominations as Psy, the new wave with Little Monster, or Baby Monster. And so I found someone who predates all of them, and that is Big Bang. These guys started in 06.
Wow.
They were a five-piece and have been around long enough that one of them has retired from the entertainment industry and the other just quit the band. Bang, bang, bang. So now they are a three-piece, but they're still making music. If you have time to watch the video that goes with this song, there is a point in the video. Now, the video is set in some sort of, I don't know, wasteland, semi-apocalyptic setting with a bunch of muscly, shirtless dudes and, you know, chains and, like, glistening abs and that sort of thing. And the band's all dressed up like that, except for one dude is in, like, a full jumpsuit and he's wearing a bearskin. And by bearskin, I mean that super tall hat that the British Royal Guard wear. He's just got one of those on and then a full, like, white and gold trim jumpsuit. I'm like, what is going on with that guy? He is the best member of the band by far. I hope he's one of the three that still exist. But, yeah, other than that ridiculousness, I didn't love it.
The chorus took me by surprise in a very stupid way.
Yeah. It was very catchy.
Bang, bang, bang.
As it should. This was, yeah, this I listened to a couple of their songs. This was by far my favorite. So now, as the list of these K-pop bands grows longer and the list of the pop pops grow longer, I am beginning to fear that someday, sooner rather than later, this segment will draw to a natural conclusion. So then rather than leave out my all-time favorite cola, I'll get it in now instead of trying to save it for the end. So today we will briefly discuss the Royal Crown Cola, better known as RC Cola.
You're dang right.
I don't know if it's the OG of colas, but I mean, it's right there at turn of the century.
It's super old.
Yeah, it's right around 19 dickety six.
That's right.
1906.
1905.
Oh, all right. But yeah, that is, of your classic colas, that's by far my favorite. It is, I find, you know, again, if I have to criticize the other major brands, you know, I find Coke a little on the sweet side. I find Pepsi on the not sweet enough side. I find RC Cola exactly where I need it to be. Same thing with the, I find that.
Man, 119 years of RC Cola.
Pepsi, for me, feels overcarbonated. It feels sharp when I drink it. I cannot drink much of it quickly. RC Cola, again, strikes another perfect balance there. But the only thing it doesn't offer, sadly, is a caffeine-free variety. So I think we'll have to part ways indefinitely. And it really, just saying it now makes me feel sad.
Makes me feel sad.
Yeah. Yeah, unless I figure out why caffeine causes me chest pain. I think I'm just going to take a pass and just remember the good times I had with RC Cola back in the day. But yeah, so that's it. I got some Big Bang with some Bang, Bang, Bang. And some RC Cola, the greatest cola of all time. Thanks, as always, to Magnify?
It's always a question.
Magnify, yes.
I'm never 100% sure. I don't know why I can't hold that thought in my mind for longer than a week.
I do always love the delicious mix that is Royal Crown with Crown Royal. That is nice. All right, Ian, you got Steam open.
I do.
Open a token, yo.
Focused. Let's see what happens. Oh, my goodness. It's Kate Bishop looking for trouble.
Looking for nub.
All right. Yeah, I think I'm just doing one still. It is a 4-star Savage Healing for X23.
All right, I got... How many tokens I got? I got 12. I'm going to open 6 of them. Medusa, Hair Metal. Patsy, Swipe Right. Bubbles, Force Field Crush. Who's that? Ronin, Brutal Technique. Here's a purple. Goose, Together as Family. And finally, oh yeah, that's a character, Wolfsbane. Rend. What does that get my goose to? My goose is now a 3-2-3 for the Flurkin family. They play live at the First on Friday nights, right? The Flurkin family?
Who? Oh, right, probably. Is that prize Christmas goose still hanging in the window?
I think so,
Frank,
sir.
Did you see that Martin Short sketch where he is Scrooge and he's flinging the coins into the orphans' eyes and blinding them?
No, but I like it.
It's amazing. You should check it out.
I'll check that out. Thanks to the OG. This guy.
This guy.
Right.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The Podcast Network, which you can find as the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com. It is an umbrella under which several excellent podcasts dwell. You can check us out. Direct links to all of our shows on the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
.com. I'd like to point out it's like 9:42, so man, Ian was pretty close on the guess of how long this week's show is going to run.
I felt it.
All right.
I felt a surge of energy this week.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us through this week. Comment suggestions, shoot them at Willie's mailbag, puzzlewarriors3.com, the D3 forums, or on the MPQ subreddit. If you want to go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner and buy yourself something for whatever holidays next, which I do not know what it is right now.
I can't be certain, but let's guess St. Patrick's Day just in case.
All right, I'm down with that. Oh, right, because if this weekend is St. Patty's Day here in town, that would mean that the real St. Patrick's Day has to be shortly coming. That makes sense.
When they are away on spring break, hence the birth of the St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, your favorite Bible quotation, as above, so it is below. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.